Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast Today with Jay. I have a lot I want to talk about today. Today is April 20th, 2021. A lot of things happened today that will probably go down in history, which I don't know if that's a cool thing that I could say that or like really fucking scary, like the amount of historical events I've lived through in my 20 years of life. It's actually very concerning. Because I feel like I've lived through more historical events than most people have in their entire lifetime. And I'm only 20. So, it's okay. It's not okay, but we're just going through the motions. So, first thing on the list is Derek Chauvin was charged guilty for all three counts in George Floyd's death, which... obviously, yes, 100%, this is a step in the right direction, but at the same time, it's not justice, because George Floyd most definitely should have been here, but it's definitely a step in the right direction that we are beginning to hold police accountable. It's just... I was really fucking scared because I was like, this can go one of either two ways. It was very much like the same, like anticipation I had, like when they had like announced like the presidency, like whether Trump was going to win or not, like the emotions were there. Because it was just like, okay, I'm honestly so shocked that he was found guilty on all three. Like, how sad is that? How sad is it that we're just, like, so used to, like, cops being let off the hook left and right that it's just, like, we were even, like, glad enough to get him charged guilty for one of the three counts. But obviously it's a great thing that he was charged guilty for all three. But like I said, it's definitely not justice, because this could have all been avoided and George Floyd could have still been with us. Rest in peace. But it's just scary that, like, it was even, like, scary, like, watching his, like, reaction, like, no fucking emotion, just, like, yep, I'm guilty, like, not even a blink. I was just, like, wow, you're a fucking piece of shit, and you murdered someone unnecessarily, and, like, so inhumanely as well. Like, not that there is a humane way of murdering someone, but also, like, bro, you did the most for no fucking reason. Like, power trip much, but whatever. Another one was there was a shooting at a Stop and Shop by my house. I'm not sure about the race of the person, not that it has anything to do with anything, but I mean, nowadays the shit plays into everything race, but bro, it's getting a little too close to home, because it's like, all right, he was like it was like 20 minutes away from my house, and like I work over there, so like he worked at the Stop and Shop, I'm pretty sure he killed one person and then injured two people, and yeah, like he fucking fled, took the gun on the bus with him, he was caught, but still, like, it was just like, bro, this shit is getting crazy. And like, I see the memes all over, like, that's how we know the world is getting back to normal again, because there's starting to be shootings again. How fucking sickening is that? That is horrible, because it's just like, bro, I don't understand, like, what else we're doing wrong. I don't know how else to do this. It's just, like, out of this world. It's insane. But, yeah, it's crazy because, like I said, like, I work over there. And not to, like, skip over this, but, like, I did. I don't know. I want to bring this up because I feel like this is another fucking important topic. Like, justifying or, like, normalizing the fact of, like, working in a toxic environment is actually so scary, because, okay, so, like, I worked at this place. This is my second time working there. I'm not gonna like go into specifics, but basically it was just a toxic ass work environment. A lot of things went down. There was a lot of shit said about me, and it was just not cool how people were, you know, just like lying to my face and like about how they felt about me. Like, I don't think that was cool, but whatever. So there was an incident that happened at work with another coworker who was unnecessarily like having an attitude, unnecessarily rude with me, and she was my last straw. So I was just like, you know what, I'm putting in my 2 weeks, and I didn't look back. And honestly, like after doing that, I felt like such a weight lifted off my shoulders. Like, I know I said this in like my last episode, I was going through like a lot of anxiety, a lot of disassociation, going to therapy, working through it. But like, when I tell you, I've never felt more of a weight lifted off my shoulders in that moment, because usually I would have like so much anxiety, like doing something like that, like doing something that like altering, I guess, not even fucking altering, it's not like it's a fucking career, but I'm just saying, like, it just felt so right that I didn't even have anxiety. And I was just like, wow, okay, like, this is insane. It feels great to like do this and like not, you know, like feel any remorse for it. So that was that. And honestly, I'm feeling a lot more like myself. Like, I'm feeling like I just am starting to feel like myself. Like, and also like working in a job, like my other job, like how I told you I work at the preschool, working at another job where it's just like such a welcoming environment and with like genuine ass people, and like enjoying going to work, even though I have to be there early, but it's like whatever. Like, I genuinely enjoy being there. Like, I think this is the first job ever that I've genuinely wanted to be there and was happy to work and like happy to be at work, not just like, oh my god, like when am I fucking going home. I think like those two things going like hand in hand, like me leaving a toxic ass work environment and me like right around the same time like joining a really welcoming work environment, really helped me like just start to feel myself again. And like, I also feel myself, as bad as this may sound, I also start to feel myself like when I'm like distracted. So like when I have a lot of schoolwork, or I mean, it's a very thin line that I walk on, like when I have a lot of schoolwork, but if I'm working a lot, or if I'm just distracted, then I'm like, okay, yes, this is my, like, I start to feel like myself, like this is my purpose to just be doing shit. So like, I think that is definitely helping my situation. So we are working through it. We are doing great, girl. We're good. We're Gucci. We are Gucci over here. But yeah. But I will say, I did have a little setback today. My blood pressure was through the fucking roof. So let me set the scene for you. So at my previous college, this is my second college, I'm in my second year. So I did one year at my first college. This is my second year of college, and I'm at my second college, right? So my first college, I don't know if it was just because I was a freshman or like this was just protocol, but basically they would put a hold on our account until we did advising. So basically, like, we could not register for any classes until we did advising, right? And basically you have this thing called a degree audit, and that breaks down all your credits for your college into like different categories, how many classes of each category you need to take before you can graduate, all that good shit. It is so fucking confusing to read. So I've just also been so used to like getting advised, right? So my situation is a little confusing. So right now I'm currently a history major, but next semester, or like my goal is to become a social studies adolescence education major, but I have to wait until I get into the school of ed, and I have to take, like, this extra class, even though last semester they told me I need to take the two classes I'm in right now to get into the school of ed. It's, like, a whole mess, right? Like, basically, they just put me through the runaround, right? So, I go to advising today, right? Now, mind you, the day for registration for sophomores, like, current sophomores about to be juniors, which is me, was April 12th. It is April 20th, so 8 days ago. Now, as you can imagine, all the fucking classes filled up, right? Okay, so I was kind of panicking because I was like, fuck, like, my advising appointment's, like, later, like, what am I gonna do, right? But, like, there was so much other shit going on that I was just like, bro, I can't even, like, fucking focus on this right now. So I was just like, I forgot about it, right? So thank God I put shit in my calendar because I deadass would have fucking forgot. So I'm talking to her, right? She's like, yeah, like, you didn't need to, like, wait for this advising appointment to do your registration. But I kind of low-key did because I was looking at my degree audit if I had the major of history. Since I am planning to change my major to social studies, adolescence, education, there was, like, maybe about, like, a third of my classes changed. So if I would have did it myself, I would have fucking been taking classes that I didn't need and pushing myself farther back from graduation, right? Whatever. So I made a list, like, a month ago about, like, all the classes that I want to take, right? And that was, like, looking at the history major degree on it. So she, like, showed me, like, the classes that I would need to take for social studies, adolescence, education, right? I'm like, all right, bet. I need to take one science class. Now, the thing with this is, right, these science classes fill up because some of them are, like, science for, like, non-majors, sciences for non-science majors. So it's, like, a little bit, like, less intense, which, me, I can't, because it's, like, chemistry, physics, bio, like, shit like that. And I'm like, bro, I'm not fucking going hella deep into, like, these subjects if that's not my major, right? Which I'm glad they have those types of classes because that definitely helps out, like, the non-science majors, whatever. So I wanted to take this nutrition class. So they had, like, three classes because all the classes you need to take for science, you have to take the lecture and the lab. So that's two different classes. And all the labs are, like, 7 to 10 o'clock at night. Like, bro, I'm not fucking doing that, right? So I was like, there's three classes where you could just take one class and it fills your requirement. It was, like, nutrition was one of them, like, weather sciences, and then, like, another one. I forgot. The other two isn't offered for fall semester, but fucking nutrition is, and that's what I wanted to take. I was like, bet, easy fucking money, right? Tell me why, right? And I kind of knew this because those science classes fill up hella quick. There was one class offered for next fall semester. You know how many seats were in that class? 10 fucking seats. I'm like, you're gonna offer one class and only 10 people are allowed to be in it, and mind you, it's fucking remote. So I'm like, all right, bet, you know what, let me try to, like, do, like, a summer course, like, take this as a summer course. Why is there 30 seats in the summer course? Like, make it make sense. Less people take classes in the summer than they do in the fall, which makes, like, why would you put more seats in the summer class than in the fall class? Bro, I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, after, like, literally trying to, like, work out my schedule, I had, like, my degree audit open in one tab, I had, like, looking up classes in another tab, and then I had rate my professor in another, because I'm not fucking taking no more bullshit ass professors. I'm sorry. I need easy professors. I can't do this anymore. But basically, after today, I understand why people drop out of college. Like, no, all jokes aside, like, bro, this shit is confusing as fuck. Like, it almost feels like they set you up to fail. Like, even now, like, okay, so, like, my boyfriend's currently transferring colleges, right? They ask damn near for your firstborn fucking child. Like, bro, I don't even, like, some of the documents they were asking for, I was like, I don't even know how the fuck you get this shit. Like, I didn't even know this document existed for me. So, like, the fact that you're asking for it is just, like, absurd to me. Just for you to think you gave them everything, and they're like, nah, you still need, like, 10 more documents. Like, this shit damn near sets you up to fail. The financial aid process sets you up to fail. Like, I swear, it's, like, some gatekeeping shit, bro. They do not want you to attend college. I am convinced they do not want your fucking money. Like, they, bro, if you really wanted my fucking money, I feel like you would make it mad easy for me to get in and, like, give you my money. Like, I don't understand, like, why people are so willing to pay all this money and, like, jump through all these hoops. For what? Like, I just can't wrap my head around it. But, I'm just, like, I really am more understanding as to why people drop out of college. Because it's, like, bro, this shit is impossible. And, like, especially, like no hate to my parents. Especially, like, having parents that don't know what the fuck is going on, or like when you ask for help they like get mad because they don't know. And like, honestly, I'd probably be the same, because I'd be like, I don't know what the fuck this document is. Like, you're scared to like answer the question wrong because it might fuck up your financial aid. Like, all this shit, bro, this shit is setting you up to fail. I'm convinced. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how the fuck I did it, like, initially doing, because okay, like, with the financial aid shit now, it's a lot easier now because like they have most of my information. So like when I redo it for the next year, I just have to put in a few things. But like when I had to initially do it, I was like, I don't know how the fuck. I'm surprised I did not fuck that shit up, because my mom was like, I don't know, so like low-key you're gonna have to figure that shit out on your own. I was like, all right, you know what? Bet. So I figured that shit out. That shit is confusing as hell. And, I will never, ever transfer colleges again. I'm just really, it's a lot. It is a lot. Like, when I transfer colleges, bro, I was like, I don't know what the fuck. I don't know how the fuck to do any of this shit, because it's just like, it is not it, and nobody fucking helps you. Like, nobody from the colleges helps you at all. Like, and also, there should be a class. There should be a fucking class in high school that, like, prepares you for this shit. Because dead ass, bro, this shit is a mission. It is... I just don't understand, like, why they would be like, yeah, 18-year-olds can figure this shit out. 18-year-olds can figure this shit out. No. No, 9 out of 10 times they can't, because this shit is hard. And especially the ones who are like first generation college students and their parents don't know what the fuck is going on, even harder, even fucking harder, bro. It's just like, it's damn near impossible. But on another fucking note, is anyone else having like the urge to fucking alter their appearance lately? Like, I have just been itching for another tattoo, bro. But I think next time I go, I'm probably gonna get like three to five, because I've been hearing that it's a lot cheaper to do it that way, and also it just makes more sense. You're just caring for them all at once instead of like stopping for like a minute, and then like your tattoo is healed, and then you go back and you have to like do the healing process all over again. It just makes more sense. And, like, I literally fucking started, like, a list in my phone on, like, what tattoos I want and, like, where I want them and, like, how I want them, all this shit. I am ready to go. I was even thinking, like, of doing, like, of piercing my septum, but I don't know. My skin keloids for piercings, so I don't know if I'm down with that shit. Or, like, even... Even like, dyeing my hair. Like, I want to do, like, the underlayer of my hair, like, platinum blonde or, like, those cool stripe highlights. Or, like, even, like, dyeing my hair jet black because my hair is literally, like, fucking three different colors. And I notice it, but nobody else does, or, like, makes me fucking look crazy. But, yeah, I want to dye either jet black or do, like, a platinum blonde under my hair or, like, dye my whole head ginger. I don't know, it's just, like, my curls right now, like, I'm just now, I feel like every time I say I'm just now getting my curls to a good point, then I fall off, and then I have to, like, get back on and, like, get them back to a good point again. But lately, whatever straggly pieces I see, I am not hesitating to fucking cut them off. So I'm just worried about, like, how much dyeing my hair would set me back, and if I'm mentally prepared for that. I mean, I know it would probably loosen my curls, but it's the frizz I'm more worried about. Because when my hair was light brown, curls were popping. They were super defined because it loosened my curls. And honestly, I wasn't mad at it. I know the natural movement is probably going to hate me, but I was not mad at it because I was lazy. Now I have time. Now I'm doing more hairstyles with it and I love it. It's just at a really weird length. And it's like, you gotta do something, babes. But I hope I'm not the only one on that bandwagon. I don't know what it is. I think it's maybe the summertime. I'm trying to, like, reinvent myself. I don't fucking know. But basically, I just need a new look. And I need to figure that shit out quick. Because whenever I get into these moods, I need to do something. Or I'm going to, like, keep on thinking about it and obsess over it until I do, like, some stupid shit. Some stupid impulsive shit. But, yeah. I thought I had a lot more to talk about. But that's all I had to talk about today. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.